Are you flirting with sin? It never goes well. In Nehemiah 13, we see that shortly after Jerusalem was rebuilt and the people committed to following God's law, they started neglecting certain areas. It started out as little insignificant things, but the next thing you know, the Jews were working on the Sabbath, and one little slip up after another led to them drifting far away from God again. And again, God had to send Nehemiah to their rescue. So here's my question. Are you flirting with sin? Are we trying to get as close to sin as possible, thinking that we're strong enough to not actually fall into temptation? The Israelites learned really quickly that flirting with sin never goes well. Matthew 7:13 through 14 says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life. Only few will find it." The way that leads to life is harder. It takes work and practice, and we can't walk in it and flirt with sin. Because when we start to, the wider the road gets, and eventually it turns into a path that is carrying us away from God and not to Him.